Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call-in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme. Welcome to the Blue Line. I'm your host, Lacara22. Welcome to round one of the playoffs. This is the playoff edition. Things are getting underway. We've got lots for you on the show tonight. We'll preview tonight's matchups. There could be some people going to the golf course tonight. There could be something. Maybe we'll be seeing a game five. Hard to say. I wish I could have been with you earlier in the week, but, work calls. Got to get some work done. But we will be here for the next 2 hours. We'll try to keep you up to date with what's going on. As you all know, news from last week, the New Jersey Devils just barely didn't squeak by. They tied for points, but unfortunately for them, the Dallas Stars had more wins, so they squeaked into the playoffs. And right now they're facing a 3-1 deficit going into Game 5 tonight. What is Rainbow Treasure going to do to try to pull something out of the hat? Hopefully I have my co-host with me. Eichel9 will be joining us. We'll ask him what happened and what went wrong in New Jersey. Just don't think it was in the cards. I don't think there was anything that he could have done any better. And hopefully Castor and Pollock, if he's not working tonight, will be here with his in-deep analysis of what he thinks, what's going on. Also coming up, we'll talk a little bit. We'll hand out some awards tonight in regards to those players that, based on statistics, those will be released tonight. And we'll talk about the nominees, which will be coming up, as well as upcoming for Season 5. Season 5, it looks like a lot of people from the survey that was sent out. The survey is in your inbox. If you haven't had a chance to fill it out, get it done. And we'll be throwing up in our Season 5 planning room soon. And it looks like a lot of people want to come back and play some XOHL during the spring-summer session. So we'll probably run something along that line. But still, we're in Season 4. Lots to talk about, of course. When we come back real quick, we'll talk about what went on in the last couple nights and what to look forward to tonight. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Yo, let's take it back to the Maritimes, man. Can't take yourself too serious. Do that thing you guys were doing.
You never travel to see. We got battle MCs, we got storytellers.
real MCs and corny motherfuckers. We got everything you wanna hear. Cautious to backpack.
Commercial to gangster.
R&B to abstract. Grunge to rock. Classical to country. So many artists working, but no one making money. Welcome to the East Coast. Home of the innocent. Still pigeonholed as a farmer, a fisherman. No major league teams. Baseball or hockey. No urban radio. Just country and pop beats. I'm trying to shake these stereotypes. So give me space, please. Let me air with my life. I don't even eat fish. Shit, I never tried lobster. Can't play the fiddle and never was a logger.
Swimming cleanly.
Yeah, and enjoy cool breezes. But Halifax Harbor's like swimming in diseases. We only known for Anne and Green Gables. Coal mines, the Blue Nose, the PEI potatoes, the Maritimes. It's better than that. We living in another time. So dead it with that. We got Universal Soul. Buck 65. The whole CTG. Of course classified. We got back. Ocean. Either way it goes, I'm still repping for my coast, man. And that's how we do it down here. At least that's how you think we do it down here. You know, we all pile in the kitchen, do it like this.
A little bit of Clash and Fight going out to everybody out there from the Maritimes, and welcome back. Of course, still waiting my co-host to join in, Brace Robin. I did send an invitation out to him tonight to see if he wanted to co-host with me, see if he could break down some numbers. I didn't get a chance to read his response, but he probably chickened out, as he usually does. But tune in, buckle yourselves in. Let's talk a little bit about, let's start things off and see how things went down the first two nights. Yeah, that's right. Game 1, 2, 3, and 4 were played in the last two nights. If you don't know, and you haven't been paying attention. So currently, the way things stand right now is we've got the Nashville Predators up 3-1 over the Dallas Stars, and the Winnipeg Jets 3-1 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know that the Toronto Maple Leafs and Jets series have been a really close series, really good games. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. Boston and Montreal, of course, are waiting for the next round. Of course, Montreal will play the winner between Nashville and Dallas. We'll await that for round two, and Boston will play the winner between the Winnipeg Jets and Toronto Maple Leafs. So let's have a look at the games that went all this week, and we'll talk a little bit about them. We'll start with the Nashville Predator and the Predators in the Dallas series. Game one went Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Nashville whooped them 10-2. Not even a tight, close game whatsoever. Basically came out on the ice and said, guess what, Dallas? We are not letting you get through us. We're going to shit all over you, which they did, of course. Looks like they did have some no-shows over in Nashville, so they had to make some line substitutions. Looks like they put in, of course, House Downfall, which he had a fantastic game. Picked up 8 points. Of course, Tretiak, one of the top scorers in the league, nominated for a Hart Trophy, of course. He also picked up 7 points in that game, as well as Undershot Kid. You can't counter him out. Undershot Kid, he likes a big shout-out there. He picked up 6 points there. Everybody getting on the scoreboard there, with the exception of Animal Mop. He popped in a couple of assists. But Dallas, I don't know what happened in that game. Again, we talked about this time and time and time again. Going into the playoffs, relying on their goaltending for Snoopy. And you know what, to be honest with you, he's probably not playing his best goaltending this season. But that's what they went with. That's what they got. And it goes to show. He's faced 16 shots, allowed 10 goals. Horrible save percentage. So just a rough game all around. I don't know if it was jitters or what was going on there. Looks like they had some issues with the no-shows. I was talking to Rainbow Treasure a little bit there after the games earlier on in the week, and he was saying he was having some availability issues. Some guys were in the hospital, yada, yada, yada. And, I don't know if that played a contributing factor to that or not, hard to say, but definitely wasn't a good game one for them at all. Just want to put it out there, my chat is open. You've got to want to make a comment. You want to shit on me about what I'm saying, feel free to put it in the chat. You have to be logged in Blog Talk Radio to make a chat, or you can just throw it up in the chat box. Let's move on. We should, let's talk about Game 2. So, Game 2in the series went Sunday night, 11 p.m. Very funny game. Nashville at home, of course. Nashville, I think, from what I understand, they were up 4-2 or something like that, and I guess there was a lag out, and Dallas could not replace, so of course Nashville ended up with a forfeit. We hate to see that in the playoffs, but it is what it is. I'm not really sure what happened there. The guy that lagged out couldn't get back in. I think it might have been Chews and Brews. I'm not sure. Chews and Brews 19, but that's the case. But unfortunately, we had a lag out there, and so people lost some money out on that one, which is too bad. Just looking back at the gambling, the first game, it looks like Resnick put up a. He just got back what he put in. He put $46,000 down on that game. Of course, if you're going to go bet on Nashville, you're not going to make many odds off that because they're the favorite team. Game three over to Dallas. Things switched over on Monday night, and it looks like Dallas actually pulled a win out. Good job. So whether they got the jitters figured out, 7-4 they went. Nashville, I guess that line, free cones rolling, Dayman, Hope's downfall, had a rough go. And, of course, Twisted Dreams, Rainbow Treasure, and Sky QC were able to pull off a win to keep it going from a four-game sweep. So good job to you guys. Looks like Snoopy faced 18 shots. He only allowed 4 goals. Very, very impressive win there for them, 7-4. Really hasn't been any close games. Looks like they outshot them. They outplayed them. Which is good to say, considering, you know, you got 8-1 freak out, you got Holmes rule out there, a couple of solid D-men, and, Mark Source, maybe he was off his game. He allowed 7 goals that game, faced 22 shots, not the performance that he's used to. And again, game 4, back in Dallas, looks like the Nashville Predators took it 6-1. They looks like they just dominated them again in this game. 8-1 freak came out again, put up 5 points on the board. Undershot Kid again is there. Dayman, Holmes rule, Chelios all putting up points. And of course, the Dallas Stars unable to pull any offensive there, so they kept them pretty shut down. Again, issue of goaltending, hard to say. And people got to stop betting on Nashville. You're not winning any money. I look at Bassani. You put $30,000 down, but you only won $14,000. So learn how to bet, I say. But don't be betting on these favorite teams. You're going to make your money off the guys that are not the favorite. So, what are we looking for tonight? We're going back to Nashville. Dallas will be playing Nashville. 2 games tonight. One in Nashville and then one in Dallas. What's the lineups look for tonight? Let's have a look. The lineups tonight that are scheduled lineups. Looks like we've got... looks like the Stars are putting out Sky QC, Twisted Dreams, Sty, Juice and Brews, and Pablo Tondres. And Snoopy, of course, having to play that goaltending because there are no issues. And it looks like one of the big lines up, all their lines are Big Hope's downfall, Tradiac, Legacy, Fillins, Dayman. They will be going against, and that will be heading up in about 45 minutes time. Nashville wins. They move on. And Dallas basically will go to the golf course. I'm kind of hoping Dallas pulls one off. Nobody's betting on Dallas on this one. Jesus, maybe I'll throw a few bucks on there. I think they want to come out and they want to win. They want to make this an even playing field. And I'm kind of hoping Dallas pulls this one off because, to be honest with you, being a Montreal Canadian, I really don't want to have to deal with Dallas or Nashville in the first round or second round, so I'm kind of hoping Dallas pulls this series. So congratulations, and not congratulations, but good luck to the Dallas Stars, Nashville Predators. Hopefully give you a run for your money. Maybe they actually make this a series because it really hasn't been a series from the get-go. It looks like it's been pretty much one-sided over Nashville with that exception of that one game. So, game 5, of course, will be played on Nashville's home ice. And if there is a game 5 or game 6, we will see that tonight. So, a lot of work for the Dallas Stars to do tonight. Will they be able to pull it off? Are they going to be? Really, it's going to come down to Snoopy. Snoopy, can you keep things between the pipes? Don't really twist the dreams. Can you pop goals in the net? They're top scorer. That's what I think is going to come down to. Is Snoopy able to hold the fort? I think he can do it if he puts his mind to it. And the two D-men really help him out because they've got an offensive power to deal with. Really, Legacy has yet to been played yet in this series, so it's be interesting to see what he does when he comes out. He was supposed to play on Sunday night, but didn't show. And that's the question. Will he get a chance to play? Will he get a chance to play and show what he's got? So I know that if my mind stands corrected, I believe, I'm not mistaken on this, just chat box, it's pretty dead tonight. There's not a lot of people talking, not a lot of comments. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe Nashville is actually serving an infraction this week. And, Animal Mop can only play two games this week due to the fact that they didn't schedule Filthy in the minimum games last week. So will that hurt them? He's not in the game tonight, obviously. Will that hurt them tonight, not having him in there? I don't think so. I think the defensive pair that they have back there in game five is a pretty solid pairing. So I don't know a lot about Fillins, but Dayman is one of the top defenders in the league, nominated for a Norris Trophy. Oops, did I let that slip? I did let that slip. There you have it for the Nashville Predators and the Dallas Stars. Let's have a look and move things over to the other series, which I think is more of a series and actually a little bit more interesting to watch. Of course, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Winnipeg Jets. This has been a back and forth, even though I did give you a shout out, Marsh. I said you had a rough game there in game three, I think it was, but let in a few goals there. But let's move on. And I know people like shout-outs. I could go down through the whole list of the league if that makes you guys all happy and horny. But this has been the actual only series that actually is enjoyable watching. There's really no luster in the Dallas and Nashville series. And, there's been games that go into double overtime. Game one down in Winnipeg, it went to overtime. Even though Winnipeg's up 3-1, they are really earning those wins. They're really struggling to earn those wins because Toronto is giving him a really hard time. I know rumor has it that Ploop's getting a little frustrated. He doesn't feel like he's playing all his best. Perhaps we may see things different tonight. But it looks like the Toronto Maple Leafs, they didn't have Ploop in the first game. They took him to overtime. Forser popped in 6 points, 4-2 goals, 2 assists. A big hat trick for the Enforcer. They had a strong game there. Toronto was able to pull game one in overtime. Of course, you guys all know it comes to sudden death. That's it. No tying points, no nothing. You lose that game. Of course, you can't count out the Winnipeg Jets. They didn't have their big lineup in there tonight. They didn't have Jay Resnick playing, but they had Lito, Bolts, and Voracek, but those guys just couldn't pull it off. Iceman, one of the top D-men in the league. And it doesn't look like it was really a goaltender's battle. Two other Vezina nominees. Oh, did I just let that go? Disco and No Name X actually going head-to-head. And really not Vezina performance, in my opinion. They both went, 8-7 goals, respectively. So no real goaltending big issue there. Now, moving on to Game 2, Winnipeg Jets, again at home, playing against the Toronto Maple Leafs. More of a close game, 7-2. Shots were even. Not a lot of shots. Looks like it was a very tight defense, I guess. Both teams decided, got in the locker room after game one and said, you know what, we got to tighten it up. We can't be allowing 8-7 goals a game. Of course, Jay Resnick, you know him, quite possibly could be a nomination for the Hart Trophy, heading in with 2 goals, no assists, 2 points, and, of course, Iceman right there behind him helping him out. So a little bit of better goaltending performance in that game. Of course, big shutout for Disco. Well done, Disco, and No Name X. Basically played a pretty tight and solid game there. He gets 71 save percentage, but that 2-0 win was really a big win for the Winnipeg Jets, so they got to go back home to Winnipeg, or got to go on the road, series tied at 1. Of course, Monday night, 7-6, another high-scoring game, which is interesting to see. It doesn't look like there's thanks, Willie. Thanks for putting that out, buddy. I like that. Looks like 7-6, Winnipeg takes game 3. Again, Toronto looks like they outplayed them. They outshot them 23-11. Disco. Holding the fort. Keeping 23 shots or, minus the 6 goals. But, you know, it must have been a goaltending thing. But, you know, even it played them on the time and attack, yada, yada, yada. But, unfortunately, they couldn't pull off the win. And Winnipeg has gone up 2-1 after that game. Again, TP Blue, Enforcer, Bob Amatic haven't seen the Ploop in game one or two. When is he going to show up? Is he in game three and four? We'll only tell. Foxbrook there, too, popping in a couple of assists. Of course, Lido, Bolts, and MJ19. Looks like smart line play between the Winnipeg Jets. They're playing their line quite smart. So game three, we head back over. We stay in Toronto again. Toronto, can they pull off a win? I heard this game went to double overtime. Double overtime. Ploop makes his appearance with his buddy Purple Pickle and Poison Killer on the left side. They obviously lost in overtime, but it was a double overtime loss. Again, looks like a goaltender's battle. Both had 15 shots, not a lot of goals up on the board. Resnick, again, 3 points. So it's coming down to goaltenders, really, by the looks of it. Who can hold the most offensive powers? Look at Lido with a big whopping 10 hits in that game. Good job for you, Lido. But it doesn't look like there's any issues with show-ups here. I know Slugger's been a bit of an issue. He's had a disconnection and hasn't shown up, but Winnipeg seems to be just doing just fine without them. And of course, back to game... yeah, that's game four. So tonight, game five, Toronto, Winnipeg. This will be the game to watch. It'll be interesting to see if Toronto can pull it off. A couple wins tonight to take it to game seven. All the pressure's on Toronto. Again, they're playing in Winnipeg tonight, and let's see what they got for a lineup. Looks like Winnipeg's putting out Foxbrook, Resnick, Dustavason, Picard play on D, and MJ19 and Disco, of course, between the pipes. And, of course, Toronto's going to have the Enforcer. No Ploop. Interesting. We might see a late game change. Hard to say. Will we see the Ploop go in there? Will we not see the Ploop go in there? Hard to say. Maybe they're going to be able to pull it off for this game. No name. Really, it's going to come down to you, buddy. I don't really see a lot of offensive power there tonight, with the exception of maybe Lethal Sniper. But you got a pretty good couple of solid D-men there. Maybe D-men and goaltending can pull it off for them. But I imagine we're, 40 minutes away? I imagine Disco, they're running some practice. Imagine the Toronto Maple Leafs are running some practice. Let's watch that game tonight. I want to watch that. I don't know if they've got anybody on tonight that can actually stream that game. Doesn't look like they have anybody in their lineup that actually can, as far as I can tell. But that'll be the game to watch right there. Nashville, Dallas, but these guys, the last game they played, they took it to double overtime. And, come on, Toronto. That's why I'm going to say break the curse. Poison Killer's done amazing things with that team this season. They're in the playoffs. They're really holding their own. So let's hope that maybe Toronto can pull a win off there. So there you have it. That's what it looks like tonight. Can we see things? What are we going to see? Are we going to have it all tonight? Round one going to be finished tonight? Or if they win tonight, Will they move on, or if they lose, we can see things done tonight. So Toronto and Dallas, can you hold it off? Yeah, quite. Foxbrook, just going to respond to your comment there. But the only thing is Dallas beats Nashville, they play Boston. That doesn't make any sense. The top team in the league should probably play the lowest seed. I think that's probably set up the way there Willie has it, but that's just my opinion. What do I know? Makes sense that Boston, where they took the president, they should have the lower seed of the two remaining. So, but that's just me, and what do I know? But it's tonight is the night. Dallas, Toronto, can you hold on to force a game seven tonight? Time will only tell. Actually, let's see if we might have game one streamed. Let's have a look here for the Nashville Dallas. Who's in that game? We might have a streaming capability. Snoopy. Snoopy always streams this game, and I believe Marsh does too. So if you want a goaltender's perspective from the game, maybe Marsh doesn't stream. But anyway, I know Snoopy does. Tune in, because he'll be playing Nets there. So there you have it for that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of these players' performance, who's looking good in the playoffs, who's not. And then, yeah.
Lost you once again. tigers hearing that sweet sound. Bitter falling tears scribble trail over her eyes. It's the same old story, you apologize.
We're back. That's Chucky Danger Band with Sweet Symphony, PEI, Canada. Welcome back. Let's talk about this week's standout players. What do you think? That's right. This is this week's standout players. Including playoffs and regular season. It continues to talk like that. Apologize for the stats. Let's talk about it. Bones rule. 77 goals, 54 assists, 131 points in regular season playoffs provided. Got the defense on notice. Jay Resnick leading the charge. 48 goals, 74 assists with 122 points thus far in the season. It includes playoffs as well as regular season. I will not state that again, so you know. Adam Amop, just on the blue line, he's got a plus 49. 29 hits, 7 goals, 49 assists, 56 points on the season. Very low scoring goals for the defense. A-Man, 5-3-1, has a blue line with a plus minus 32, 44 hits. He's got 7 goals, 39 assists, with a total of 46 points. Goaltenders that are hot, let's say to see his post 12 with 1 loss, 17 games win. That was Mo Marchessault, here you are, buddy. You logged 27 wins, 10 losses this season. ERA of 2.88. He's faced 431 shots, 37 games played. This gentleman is also Vezina Trophy material. And, of course, your two goons, Little League goons, A1 Freak. I'm pretty sure Snoopy would be up here if he wasn't playing so much goaltending. For A1 Freak with 373 hits.
Oh,
I don't like being on the ice, but that guy's on the ice. Dickus Maxi Pattis. Don't be confused by the name, but he actually put out 282 hits. He's got 37 penalty minutes. 37 minutes for almost 100 minutes of penalty. Oh, you guys know how to do it. They're your league standout players of the week.
You better watch it for I stick to the plan and be the next artist to run up in your stand. Like, ooh, yeah, here comes the ooh, here comes the ooh, here comes the y'all ready money, yeah, 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 here comes the ooh, here comes the
all right, lies, lads and boys and girls, let's have a look at the stats this week for players. We'll have a little gander there, and let's talk about it and see who is who. Now, unfortunately, the stats do not stop tabulating after the playoffs. We've been trying to fix that, and we're having a hard time doing it. But, again, sort by week, and looks like Undershot Kid, I got to talk about you, buddy. 10 points, 4-6 this week so far on the with two games played. Very impressive. Lido, 10 points as well. 4-6 in four games played. Maybe this enforcer guy can help Toronto win a game. He's playing tonight. He's got 5 goals, 4 assists in 3 games played. However, he's only a minus 3. And of course, A1 Freak is up there on the week with 9-9-9. Lots of goals going, lots of high scoring goals. Here's an impressive Hones Rule. 2 games played, only 5 points. Hones, what's going on, buddy? Resnick, that doesn't seem right. Let me have a look at here. I don't know if that's tabulating right. Oh, no, Resnick hasn't played a lot of games yet. I know I talk a lot about Resnick. Probably got a man crush on him. I don't know. I'm just trying to see where he last played. Jay Resnick. There you go. Yeah, he only popped in 3 assists this week. He hasn't played this much. It'll be interesting to see what he can pull off this week, so far for the rest of the week. Of course, they may be moving on. But there you go. But the goaltenders is what I want to talk about. These guys, I think, really are what's holding the playoffs together, which usually do. Disco went 3-0 this week in a 4-game, 3-0-1. That overtime loss, it's actually 3-1 because, there's no points for overtime losses. Marsh, why do you have your name sound like a dinosaur? It makes you sound like you're 5 years old, but that's okay. You went 2-1 this week with a 3.47 goals against average. Snoopy, you're having a rough go there with 6.94. But I have to say the goaltender this week, probably Disco, really holding things on for Winnipeg going into 3 overtime periods. And he got a shutout this week. So Disco, the man I love to hate, probably one of the top goaltenders this week. So good for you. As far as defenseman goes, looks like some of our big defenders. MJ19, who the hell is that guy? He got picked up late in the Winnipeg Jets. He popped in 9 points this week for a goal for a defenseman. Of course, you see Dayman up there, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I throw up in my mouth a little bit when I see Iceman 9 in the top 5 for scoring for defenseman. Makes me sick to my stomach. That's just because I haven't played yet. I'm sitting on the bench, and yeah. So, Jim from Files, step up your pace, buddy. You got no points. You're plus one. Step it up, buddy. Step it up. So there you have it. There's your league leaders for the week. Let's take a quick break. When I come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about. We're gonna give some awards out.
Get up for a while. Thank you.
Show, Season 4, Mini Award Show. Welcome. It's time to hand out some awards. The hardware. The winners. Season 4 Mini Award Show, lasting 5 to 6 minutes. Stay tuned. Right, welcome to the mini award show. Yeah, that's right. I want to hand out the awards tonight for those guys that are stat based, and we'll congratulate them. You can give them all a little pat on the back in your parties or whatever you want to call it. But there are some awards to give out based on statistics. We'll start off with, of course, the President's Trophy. The Boston Bruins awarded for finishing first place in the regular season. I sent old Luch a message on Facebook and said, this is my virtual passing of the President's Trophy to you guys. So congratulations to the Boston Bruins. You guys earned it. You guys put a hell of a team together and definitely dominated for the season, and held the top spot. However, I know the Montreal Canadiens were quite close and, 85, 88 points, but the better team won. We had more loser points than you did. That's what you're calling it. But congratulations to you guys. President's Trophy's winners. Well-deserved. Congratulations. Of course, I hate handing this trophy out because it's the second season in a row. Art Ross Trophy, of course, awarded to Hones Rule. He led the league in points. I think it ended up being 118 points or something like that again this season. And at the end of the regular season. So congratulations to you. And as well, he's going to walk away again with the Maurice Rocket Richard. I think you get the most goals. I think it was 70 goals or something along that line. I'm not really sure right off the top of my head. But congratulations to you, Hones Rule. As much as you guys all love to hate him, he's still taking away the hardware. And I look, if I click on his name, Hones Rule, and if I look and you go to the standings and you click on Nashville Predators, you click on Hones Rule, and if you click on the awards, that's a pretty damn big list he's got going on there. So, of course, my gosh, he's got a President's Trophy on his belt. He's got two President's Trophies on his belt. He's got a Stanley Cup under his belt. He's got an Art Ross Trophy from last season. He's got the Rock Richard from last season. He's got the Plus Minus Award, Hart Memorial. You know, you may all say he's cheesy and can't play, but you know what? If you got a list, an awards list that long, then you come and talk to me. Plain and simple, you know? So it's just, the figures don't lie, the facts don't lie. Congratulations to you, Hones Rule. Well-deserved. Every season, you've been dominating the points. One of these days, somebody will be there not to pass to you, and you'll be shut down. I don't know. But anyway, congratulations to you, buddy. You deserved it. As much as we all love to hate to say your name when you win those awards. XOHL Plus Minus Award went to A1 Freak. I think he was a plus 49. Congratulations to you, A1 Freak. And if I look at A1 Freak, another guy from Nashville, of course, and he's nominated for lots of awards for the voting. Looks like he's got a few awards under his belt, too. He's a President's Trophy winner. He's won the Stanley Cup in Season 3 and in Season 2, and Western Conference champion. So, yeah, congratulations to you. You're going to add another one to your awards. If you ever want to know what your awards are, just click on your name. You got your four tabs there. Your stats, there's your crease stats, all the games you played, any notes, if you've missed games and shit, any other notes, and then, of course, your awards. And that stays with you for your entire career here at the XOHL. We're trying to end the process of actually giving you a little trophy you can stick by your profile name, but congratulations to you. And this next award might be a little contentious. The William M. Jennings Trophy. Now, this is award to the goalkeeper who have played at least a minimum 2 games a week, had the lowest goals against average. So whether you played 50 games or whatever, if you played at least 2 games a week for 8 weeks, whatever your goals against average was. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you might all think it might have been Smitty, but it was not Smitty. He's going to love it. I'm going to make him pee his pants. It was actually Marshasaurus, so congratulations to you, buddy. Nashville Predators cleaning up, taking away some stat awards. So Marshasaurus, congratulations. You took the William N. Jennings Trophy. You were awarded the best GAA for playing a minimum game for 2 weeks. So more games doesn't always mean better when it comes to those kind of awards. But the big awards will be coming around. I'm not knocking these awards, but the big awards will be coming around very shortly. I usually do them after the playoffs. Nominations are in. The deadline for the nominations will be coming at the end of the week. The nomination committee has been reminded again to send their nominations in before the end of the week. So we've got the Hart Trophy, we've got the Vezina, we've got Best Defenseman, Best Owner, Best GM. We've got lots of awards still to come. And if you don't know how the process works, basically the top five people nominated go into the voting ballot, and that means all previous winners of the awards, who are still active in the league, of course, will vote. They will vote, kind of like how we do the Academy Awards. And they will vote on who they think, with the exception of the team awards. But anybody, the individual awards will get a chance to vote for those. So Hone's rule, start baking pies, giving hand jobs, reach arounds, whatever. You want them to vote for you. We will be releasing the nominee list. I will release that for you to view so everybody knows and you can make your predictions. I'm hoping that Brace Robin takes the time to throw some stats out there for you guys to, that's what he did. He was actually one of the ones that nominated. And actually, I still have that PM, so I may just post that PM for you guys to review afterwards so you guys get a little idea about what they're saying. So, Brace Robin is also going to be another one on that list to a vote. The Legacy, he was the Calder Cup Memorial Trophy winner last year. LG1DP, the Ploop, he'll be voting. Grant, still active on the site, not active in the league, but he's still a voting member. Animal Mop, of course. You'll be there, Kerdog, Foxbrook, SmithX12. I probably won't send a ballot to him because he's annoying. And Eichel9, of course, he won General Manager of the Year, so he'll be able to cast a ballot. So those are the people. You just look at the award section. Those are the people that you need to start sucking up to if you're nominated. Maybe I'll get... Just a second here. I got some breaking news coming in, just coming across my desk right now. That's right, folks. Russ coming across my desk now. Big update. Ricard 22 is going to announce some possible nominees for the awards. Ooh! Little sneak peek, folks. Little sneak peek. So tune in. I'll tell you in a minute. Guys, listening there, you tune into my show every week. The dedicated listeners, you're going to get a sneak peek tonight. Trophies are up for grabs: Vezina Trophy, Bill Masterson Trophy. If you want, that's the best sportsman, the cool guy, the guy's not a douche. Rookie of the Year, Conn Smythe is awarded at the end of the playoffs. Best Defensive Forward, Best Owner, Best Defense, Leadership, Sportsmanship. Sportsmanship and is actually good at the game. General Manager of the Year, and of course, the ever so coveted Hart Memorial Trophy. And I'll tell you what, I've been looking at the nominees. I've been going through this. Now, again, I want to remind you, it's the top five nominations vote. So that means that those players that are listed, you know, everybody has their different opinion. But just because you nominated somebody doesn't mean they're going to be on the list. It's the top number of nominations. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Vezina Trophy is going to be the hottest trophy right now for voting. I don't know how that's going to go. A lot of people are saying Smitty. A lot of people are talking it could go either way. And, a lot of nominations have come across the board. Everybody's been pretty right on the ball when it comes to the Vezina Trophy. But you got Disco out there. You know, the top goals of this year, all the Curdog's even in that been nominated. But the official final nomination ballot has not been made yet. Those are some of the names that are getting thrown out. Of course, looking at the Bill Masterson, that means a cool guy that's actually good. They're cool and they're actually good at the game. Basically, that's what it comes down. We got names thrown out there like Caster and Pollock, Foxbrook, Brace Robin is up for that. His name's been thrown out there. Just to give you a sneak preview, Dinkus Maximus, your name's been thrown out there. Now, keep in mind, you haven't been finalized yet. Top five nominations in each one. Jesus Christ, Lacar 22 has been names put out there. Unbelievable. People love me. And, of course, the Ploop. Lots of names put out there. Lots of nominations out there. Calder Cup, Calder Trophy, that's the Rookie of the Year. You got Holmes up there. Of course, this is a big news. Smitty's been nominated. Could Smitty take away a Vezina and a Calder? That would be interesting. Hard to say. His name's been thrown out there. If he makes the nomination, makes the list for voting, who knows? We could see first-time XOHL or a goaltender taking Calder and Vezina Trophy. That would be very impressive. Guys like Shortcut King, Holmes, names out there. Smitty, of course, Preds Hockey. Those are some of the names that are coming in, the nominations that are coming in. Lido is up there. Even though I don't think Lido's a rookie, I may have to check on that. I don't think he is actually a rookie. Somebody sent me an incorrect name. But Frank Selke, defensive forward, Lido's name's there. We got Dinkus Maximus. We got A1 Freak. We got, guys like DeKronik, the Ploop, Jay Resnick. I'm just giving a few names here. There's lots of names here. Remember, I will not stress this again. Just because you hear your name doesn't mean you're going to be on the ballot. I'm just telling you who the names have been thrown out. Of course, Jack Adams. Every owner has been mentioned. Lucic, Seabass, Eichel, Iceman. Somebody put Disco there, but he's not an owner. Pay attention, guys. Seabass. Every owner's been mentioned there. Poison Killer. Will it go to Poison Killer? The guy took the team over and removed the Toronto curse. Will it be Lucic? Basically build a strong, dominant team. Could it be Animal Mupp for putting together an offensive powerhouse? Could it be Seabass for putting together a solid, consistent team? Who knows? Eichel, he took the team over lately. Couldn't get them into the playoffs, but he definitely built a team that had a chance to get in the playoffs. It could be anybody's game. All owners for that. And, of course, Iceman built a pretty solid team over there in Winnipeg. Norris Trophy, we got guys like Skull Degree, Dayman, Jim from Files being thrown out there. Iceman being nominated for that. D1 or Diomedes, whatever you want to call him. You can't beat three. Lots of different names being thrown out there for the Defenseman of the Year. King Clancy, it's basically a cool person's award. Leadership, being cool and working your butt off to make the league successful. We got, of course, most of your BODs are nominated for that, but some names that were in there, Jay Resnick, Quasar Flex, what the hell is he doing there? But anyway, somebody threw his name out there. Of course, the Ploop is there, Trediak's there, Shepard's there, Dinkus Maximus, but geez, I've heard that name quite a bit, a few times in the last couple of days. Looking over at the Lady Bing, of course, Foxbrook, TP Blue, Seabass, Direwolf, those guys are, those are some of the names that we're seeing. Preds for Hockey, Curdog, Oblak, what the hell? Rabid Wolverine, Dinkus Maximus again, Jay Resnick, DeKronik, I've been around for a while. This guy's really helped the league out. Henderson, yada, yada, yada. And of course, the GM, that's going to be a big question there. The GM trophy, Skull Degree, all GMs are mentioned. Do you go with a guy like Rap God? Even though he's got a bad history, the shit he pulled as an owner, he definitely was the only one really helping that team stay together in Chicago. And you know what? They didn't take a forfeit in that last week, which everybody predicted. So do you go with a guy like Rap God? Do you go with a guy with Dinkus Maximus, who has constantly, always checking the lines, checking the stats, making sure the right people are matched up with the right people, contacting their players, even talking to the guys on the undressed bench. You go with a guy like Skull Degree, who helped build a powerhouse of a team defensively and offensively, taking the top spot in the regular season. King Direwolf, Eichel's right-hand man, really, to help keep him cool, because you know Eichel can get hot-headed, and somebody needs there to be to help ground him. So lots of names being put out there. TP Blue, of course. You can't count TP Blue out, of course, as well. His name's out there, too. You know, even though Poison Killer came in, helped turn that team around, you have to really put a lot of credit towards TP Blue, because he'd been with that team from day one, and he helped team that turn that team around. He did refuse to take ownership. He said he would help guys, the new owner coming in, and look at that. Perfect. The team is now fighting to pass round one, and so far so good. So lots of names out there. Hart Trophy, Twisted Dreams, Rabid Wolverine, a defenseman. Could we see a defenseman pick up the Hart Trophy? Of course, Holmes rules there. LeSaint, he's been nominated. Oh, Smitty O, he's been nominated. Could we see a goalie go for the trifecta? The Gordie Howe hat trick. Can he take Vezina? Can he take Hart and Calder? That would be absolutely amazing. Amazing if we would see that. So lots of names out there. So tune in. It's the end of the season. We do the award show, the gala. Put your tux on. Put your bow ties on. We'll be here. Nominations will be released next week. Stay tuned for that. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about, let's look into a little bit about what we're going to do next season. And we're 5 minutes away from Game 5 being played. Tune in. Don't leave us. right. I hope you guys are all geared up for the next games coming up. Game 5 coming up here in the XOHL. I'm trying to get Castro here. We'll give you a play-by-play update, the score for you as the game goes on. Looking to my Facebook chat here, we got some lovely banter between Toronto Maple Leafs and the Winnipeg Jets. Of course, Foxbrook versus the Ploop tonight. Foxbrook is actually playing right wing tonight. Lineup change there. And the Ploop is actually playing tonight. So it will be interesting. Can the Toronto Maple Leafs pull off another win, force to game 6 and quite possibly game 7? Not a good thing when you're down 3-1 going into game tonight. But if you can come off with a big win in this game 5, it really sets the momentum going into game 6. And then, because giving up those two games for a team can be really hard on the team. So, team's confidence. So, are we going to see a game made of it? Because let's be honest, Toronto Maple Leafs have really put it to, they really made Winnipeg earn those wins. You know, they won two games in overtime. So, I mean, are they going to be able to pull it off tonight? Will the Ploop be the Ploop? Speaking of the Ploop, it's Million Dollar Man time. That's right, Million Dollar Man.
Everybody,
did he do it?
Right.
Did he end up? Let's have a look.
Everybody's gonna pay.
It's hard to tell now.
There's a Million Dollar Man.
Counting playoff stats here. I reckon he does. But you know what? Generous man. Could make the top 10. Tried. Beat Eichel. Made a good run. How's he doing in the playoffs? Let's have a look. Under the playoffs. Luke, where are you? Way down there. He knows he's struggling too. Well, Luke, it's not going to hurt, buddy. And I'm going to tell you right now. Whenever I start talking trash about somebody, they seem to fucking pull it off. So, Ploop, would work last year between you and Sea Flames. You're trash, man. You're horrible. You're a terrible player. I don't know why we made you the Million Dollar Man. You're overpaid. Prove me wrong, buddy. Prove me wrong. I know you're listening in. You say you're not listening, but I know you are. You'll get her done tonight. Or will he not get done? Probably not. It's horrible. And he's going to give his darndest tonight. Darndest. He sounds like a little old lady. Going to give it my darndest tonight. So Toronto and Winnipeg setting things up. The Ploop, the Million Dollar Man, he's there. We're watching him. What is he going to do tonight? Is he going to help that team? Probably not. He sucks. But we'll see how he makes out. And let's talk about Freak Out of the Week. Yes. Yeah. Out of the week. We're actually going to give an award out this year for the award ceremonies. We're going to call it the Ride the Pine Award, named after Pisani. We're going to call it the Pisani Memorial Trophy. And it's going to go to the guy we felt was the most annoying in chat box all season long that just freaked out all the time. It's going to be a VOD voted thing. I'll give you the nominees, of course. Lots of nominees out there, but we're going to give the Pisani Memorial Award. I don't know why I call him Memorial. He's not dead. A.K.A. Ride the Pine. Captain Ride the Pine. That's what we're calling it. So, from here on in, we're going to give that award out for the one who had the biggest freak out of the week. And let's look at this week's nominee. Maybe on that list. I'll go to my moderator control panel, of course. See if anybody reported any chat box messages. Well, just some racial slurs, of course. Dr. Drizzy said this league sucks. He's still in the league? He is. I'm kicking him out right now. See it live. What team does he play for? Oh, he sits on the... This league sucks? Whatever, dude. Still not really chat box rage worthy. Loop reported him for that. What else do we have? Really nothing, anyone. But looking at chat box today, there was a little bit of a mesh going on today, and I don't know what was going on there. Let me have a look, go back to the archives. There's a couple of guys going back and forth, and nobody really flipped out. Marsh Source was involved in it. No, I don't think he was involved in it. Let's go back a few hours here. Love when Grant comes on and says, "Hey, losers." I think Vasani was involved. I got a feeling that he was involved. Maybe not. Can't really tell. Say they were just talking about hockey and yada yada yada. If anybody's got a name out there who had a blow up this week and wants to nominate somebody, feel free to throw it out the chat box. I can't really think of any because I haven't been watching the chat box all that much. I mean, you got your typical Lucic, you got your typical Willie trying to get people going, Undershot Kid, shit like that. Oh, Skull and Holmes. Skull doctorate degree in Holmes. Holmes rule? M.N. Holmes went at it. You guys went at it? Oh, yeah, that was actually a good argument. I did read that argument. Argument about the Wild and Capitals, that's right. We couldn't throw an award out because I think me, Fox, Kerdog, and Seabass were going on about the month. Everybody shitting on Montreal. Everybody shitting on Subban. Subban won the two-hander, which caught... Well, by the way, today, just for information's sake, I talked to one of the... people don't know who I am. I'm a registered nurse by trade. And I talked to one of the physicians today, and I said, "Dr. Reed," which is his name, of course, "has you ever heard of a microfracture? He's been a physician for almost 25 years, and he has never in his life heard the term of microfracture. Either it's fractured or it's not." And so there you go, from the mouth of a physician himself. Microfracture? Whatever, dude. Either gone, Montreal has taken the round, and they will be moving on. So freak out of the week. Actually, most about hockey playoffs, not really thinking about league. But will we see freakouts tonight? We might have candidates and nominees for that. But we've got guys nominated for that, the Bassani Memorial Trophy. Will he get his own trophy? It's hard to say, but AKA the Ride the Pine Award. And basically, he's going to be nominated for that. We've got, I think Lucci's has got some good nominations for that too. Rap God, he's got a couple in there. Let's just look at the moderator dashboard and go through the, while we're here, we got some time to kill. We'll go through and see when we get game started. We'll go through and see. Let's read it. What do we got going on this year? Oh my God, you clearly need to stop your sound. Just plain retarded. Apparently, Red Wing retard was assigned to my team. Connor. What else I got here? Call me gay, but that ain't hating because I'm homophobic. My morals are straight, and if I'm in the closet, you know me be talking about the basement homie. Taco Sunday. We can still nominate him when he's been kicked out of the league, but we can still. But he had some doozies. If he was still in the league, I think he'd probably win. Yeah, he's got a few N bombs and a few gay stuff out there. So, Lucic, you've got a couple of reporter posts against you, too. Actually, against me. I blame you for being a twat, first and foremost. Also, your gamer tag annoys me. So, apparently, my gamer tag annoys you, or his gamer tag. He must have been talking. Nobody's bitching about this loss, Hendertard. Henderson, you could be up there because I know you caused shit in there, too. So, lots of people could be nominated for the Ride the Pine Award, a.k.a. the Bassani Memorial Trophy. And it looks like we've got our first game up, Dallas versus Nashville. And here we go, folks. Let's see what happens here, and let's get things started. I don't want to reset my password to Twitch. Submit, whatever, return to Twitch, whatever. Just play me, I don't care. So, we got the game going, and why am I watching people that are playing that? That's dumb. Let's try this again. Why can't I get this in here? Thank you, Marshasaurus. Yours seems to work better. Here we are, Dallas versus Nashville today. Let's open up the phone lines. While we're waiting for the scores to come in, we've probably got about 30 minutes left on the air. I don't want to be on here too long because I get tired of hearing myself talk. And plus, I've got a steak and cheese 6-inch sub waiting for me to be eaten. I lie, it's actually a foot long. Let's talk about next season. The survey is in. A lot of good feedback come back. I want to thank everybody who put in the survey. And if you got an opportunity, please take the time to do so. There's also there's a lot of good feedback. There's some negative feedback, some stuff we got to look at. And I want to thank guys for putting that forward. So keep an eye out for the season planning in the forums. This is where I'm going to take all this survey results, break it down into what needs to be discussed, and we're going to get back from your feedback. So keep an eye out for owner applications. Loves a lot of feedback came back on that. They want a lot of people want to go bigger, get more owners. Might not be the easiest thing to do in the summertime, but we'll see. We'll play it by ear. I know I've got a few emails of people interested in becoming owners next season. So keep an eye out for that. Open up the phone lines, 646-716-8472. If you're not playing, you want to chat, you want to talk about what to look forward to next season, let's talk about it. And, you know, one of the biggest things that came up was the ECU system. A lot of people had concerns about it, mainly probably the ECUs. They figured that, you know, why sit on the bench when you never get a chance to play? Well, it's like this. From my perspective, you would have sat on the sign-up list and really not had a chance to play. And a lot of people say, well, let's get an AHL system going. We don't even have enough for 10 teams. Why would we do an AHL system? It'd just be pointless. Unfortunately, not everybody's the greatest. Not everybody fits in with everybody's team. And unfortunately, we're here to cater for everybody to get a chance to play, but unfortunately, this isn't schoolyard where everybody, or where the schoolyard kickball where everybody gets a chance to play. Unfortunately, owners have the right to build their teams as they see fit, and if they don't fit their organization, there's nothing I can really do about it. And being salty in the chat box about it or being salty in PMs about it probably is not going to help the situation. You got to wait your turn. I always have a hard time with guys that sign up late in the league and weren't here for the draft or whatever, and bitch and complain that they're not on a team. Well, you know, first come, first serve. You know, you're not here. Whatever you got to do. But wait for this video to load here. So let's talk about it. You want to call in? You don't want to talk about it? I'll end the show on a positive note, and we'll move on from there. But if you want to talk about the upcoming season and what you'd like to see changed, this is your opportunity to do so. 646-716-8472. From the ECU system, just right down to stats, chat box paper. You know, we had some comments come through in the survey saying people, you know, they thought the chat box was immature and they didn't want to have to watch people be immature in there. So we got a lot of older guys in there. You know, this is why we cap the things like the N-word and any kind of racial and sexuality slurs, because you don't know who you're playing with and you could offend somebody. So it's best to keep that shit off the table and you don't have to worry about it. So give us a call. Don't sit around. If you got something to say, bring it on. Bring it on. If not, let's sit back and watch the games. Let's do it. So games are getting underway. I'm going to be reviewing, of course, Nashville versus Dallas right now. They're in Game 5. And I probably you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to do that one. We got a Toronto one up? No. All right. Well, I got to do it from. I'm not doing it from the goalie's perspective, so at least I'll be doing it from Marsh's. Oh, probably will be the goalie's perspective. Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, either watch Snoopy play goalie or Marsh play goalie. Here we go. We're getting things ready to start. Look at how sexy these goaltenders look, getting their ice all ready to go. Those pads are sexy. Here we go. Can the Predators walk away with it tonight? That is the question. 18,000 capacity. Wow, that's a lot of people. Who will be the hero? Can they keep it close? I need your brain bucket. It's coming down to you, Snoopy. You are the guy to watch here. So let's see what can happen here. I have no idea who's passing to who, because I can't read because it's a goalie. So I'm not even going to attempt. To be honest with you, if nobody's calling in, I'm going to end the show tonight, let you guys all sit back, pop your beers in, have a nice little beer pop, can of pop, whatever you're going to eat. And then I want to thank you guys all for joining me tonight. We'll be back on the air for round two to talk about, how things have gone and what's going to happen. So we'll leave you at that. And, I thought I almost seen a goal score there. We'll see you later, guys. Thanks for joining us on the Blue Line.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old